This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, here's a thought. Starbucks, not as a coffee company, but as a leader in the use of cutting-edge technology. You laugh, sure, but tell me you haven't seen people in front of you in line, or yes, maybe you yourself, using the Starbucks app for mobile payment, a notoriously tough niche to crack. Now the company is rolling out a program to bring wireless cell phone chargers into its stores. Queenie Kim explains what technology has to do with selling coffee.
Hey, can I get a drip coffee? When I got to Starbucks, my phone was running out of juice. Luckily, the Starbucks in my city has wireless charging. Can I get one of those charging things? But to charge my phone, I need an adapter, which Starbucks loans out for free.
Oh, it's on the table.
On the tables, there were small displays with adapters hanging on it.
See that black thing over there? It's hanging.
Once you plug the adapter into your phone, you put it on top of one of the wireless power mats embedded into the table. The mats are about the size of a coaster and have a slick black surface. 25-year-old Baruch Tamru was charging his phone on one.
I've had this on for 30 minutes, and it charged about like 30%, so it's not bad.
That sounded sort of slow to me, which has been one of the complaints about wireless charging, but Tamru says it's better than nothing.
Not a lot of places have outlets.
In fact, all the tables at this Starbucks in Berkeley were full of people staring at their laptops. There wasn't a free outlet in the house. Plus, Tamru says, it's also sort of fun charging your phone wirelessly.
The novelty of the technology is actually cool, you know? Like, why plug it into the wall like people have been doing for decades?
Starbucks is an older brand. You know, it's not the new kid on the block.
Jonah Berger is the author of Contagious, Why Things Catch On, and a professor at Wharton.
So seeming like they're technology forward, like they know what's going on, you know, that will help move from sort of a fuddy-duddy coffee company to somebody that's on the cutting edge.
Berger says there can be risks to this strategy. If customers are disappointed by the technology, it could come off as gimmicky. Betsy Sigmund is a professor at Georgetown's Business School, and she says increasingly all sorts of restaurants are looking to technology to appeal to younger customers.
McDonald's, the Coffee Bean, Madison Square Garden also use the Power Mat. Starbucks is not the only one out there.
Fast food joints like Taco Bell have introduced apps that let you order food. Sigmund says, when done right, the technology gives customers another reason to go to the restaurant to buy more stuff. But Berger, the Wharton professor, thinks Starbucks wants to do more than sell more coffee to young people. It wants to have influence in the way technology is adopted. Right now, there are two competing wireless charging technologies. One's called Qi and another called PowerMat. Starbucks is betting on the latter.
It's definitely the case that if Starbucks can become the market maker for this technology, you know, people are deciding, I'm going to get whatever phone or I'm going to get whatever attachment allows me to charge on this.
If Starbucks can do this, and Berger says it's still a big if, Starbucks could become a powerful player in the tech industry. In San Francisco, I'm Queenie Kim for Marketplace.